We've been hearing about men this summer, how their roles have changed, what their lives are like, and our series would not be complete without a story on the Freemasons. It's one of America's oldest fraternities, and as NPR's Martin Kosty tells us, these so-called brothers still insist on the importance of keeping their organization men only.
You might think it would be fun to tease Masons with the Stonecutter song from The Simpsons.
Who keeps Atlantis off the maps?
Who keeps the Martians under wraps?
We do, we do.
But as it turns out, they're way ahead of you.
We know the song. We know the song.
They'll even quote the song back to you. Especially the members of this lodge near downtown Seattle. They're on the young side here. The guy in charge is 26.
My name is Danny Doan. I am the Worshipful Master of Queen Anne Lodge.
Doan is lounging in the Worshipful Master's chair in the room reserved for private ceremonies. His title comes with a top hat.
Is that your hat?
That's my hat.
He won't put it on, though. Says it makes him look dorky. But he does like other aspects of Masonic regalia, like this Templar sword.
Yeah. Nice sound effect.
Which he uses to point to a diagram on the wall. It explains the different kinds of masonry.
Here you have the first three degrees of masonry. It gets you to basically the beginning step for this section right here, which is called the Scottish Rite. And the Scottish Rite was...
You quickly find that the Masons are not nearly as secretive as you'd hoped, especially in a state like Washington where the rules are loose. Plus, this stuff is all on the internet. For Doan, the real appeal of Freemasonry is more basic.
A lot of my best friends are here, and all of their, you know, friends typically come around too, and it just becomes a really interesting social network that's not online.
A generation ago, Freemasonry was in decline. Membership shrank, their buildings were being turned into movie theaters.
20 years ago, I would not have been optimistic.
William Moore teaches American Studies at Boston University, and he's a scholar of American Freemasonry. He says historically, the fraternity does well during times of economic instability for men. We're in that kind of time right now, and some millennials are looking for the kind of long-lasting commitment that you get in a lodge.
They know that those men will be their brothers no matter what their economic structure is, so that they can change jobs 5, 6, 7 times in their career, but they won't be changing the lodge they belong to. They won't be changing the men who are their fraternal brothers.
150 brothers are on their lunch break in a private Masonic park about an hour outside Seattle. They're in the woods here, but they're also wearing suits because they're here for the outdoor version of the Masonic initiation ceremony. There are brothers here from Prince Hall lodges, which are historically African American, as well as brothers from Canada. In fact, the Grand Master of British Columbia is here, though it's best that he give his title.
My name is Philip Durrell, and I'm the Grand Master of the most worshipful Grand Lodge of ancient free and accepted Masons of British Columbia and Yukon.
If you ask Durrell about the rule that keeps out women, he admits that it's sometimes tough to defend. But he says that rule means a lot to the brothers.
Men behave differently when women are there. They don't open up the same way as they will when it's just guys.
A few lodges in the U.S. do initiate women, but they're not recognized by the more traditional Masons. Those point instead to the special sister organizations for women, and to the fact that wives are often part of a lodge's social life. They just can't take part in the ceremonies.
And all of you should have a little sponge.
I think this one's a tough one.
So here in the park, the women are doing crafts while the men hold the ceremony. Vicki Roberts is the wife, or the lady, of Washington State's Grand Master. She says she doesn't resent being excluded.
Men are generally not as social as ladies are. They get stressed out. They don't really make the time that the ladies do to connect with other men.
The men need this, she says. Besides, she says the women are probably having a better time up here, eating and chatting, while the men spend the day in the woods, sweating in their suits. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.